Yeah, so a real hard-fought game. I mean, I heard you telling the team, keep your heads up.
Yeah, right.
Tell me a little bit. I mean, what's the takeaway from this game?
The takeaway is we started out with Canterbury, and then Lakewood Park was a rain delay game, and we're trying to get the kids to play together as a team, win together as a team, lose together as a team, you know. And so the nice goal that we got, you could see we picked up right away. But then, you know, to turn around and give that broken play like that down there on that goal, the kids were a little down because you know it shouldn't have happened that way. We had possession; he should have moved the ball outside, and we should have been able to play. That was what I was arguing about when. When you let the play go and we had possession and we were going upfield and you stop and then you move it back, if it was a PK, then make it a PK if it was a foul. Don't move it outside the box and give them a restart because you don't know what the call is. So that's what the kids were a little bit upset. But our focus all year long is to do the simple things. And we need to just get better each game. And we're working on 5 positives to 1 negative. So instead of breaking them down, let them understand that they're going to make mistakes on the field. And the mistakes on the field, if it's a bad decision or something like that, everybody's okay with that. But if you have a bad touch or your first touch wasn't good, then those are the things that the players and everybody are trying to work on, making sure that we clean that kind of stuff up. And as a team, everybody stay together on that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Practices have been the focus, or practices have been our focus, just like that. And been kind of lively. I mean, we've had, they're getting a little bit more intense every time. As you can see, I have quite a few sitting on the bench, and there's a battle every game, every practice for somebody's starting spot. So.
Okay.
We're getting a little better. A
lot of intra-squad competition there.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
And is that breeding success, you think?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Better touches. They are starting to understand if they are not playing well on the field, somebody else is right there waiting to take their spot. And we're trying to get to about a 16-man roster to where we know we're going to have 4 or 5 that are going to play a lot, and then some of the other ones may go the other way. They may have to help out on JV a little bit more than they are.
And last year, a overtime loss away from a state championship game.
Just something like that, perfectly, yeah.
So is there some more tenacity, I mean, fire even this year?
Absolutely. Well, we just got our goal scorer back tonight.
JD.
Yeah, okay. JD. First game back tonight. We got some work to do, though. Yeah, nice player, as you can see. And, it makes a difference. It makes a difference when he hasn't been here. He hasn't been able to practice at all. So
is he back from injury?
He got his 10 practices in, and then he had a problem with his physical, and so they were doing some checking on his heart.
Okay.
And so he finally got cleared to play last night.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And who are some other seniors you're going to look to for leadership out there?
Matt Schenkel. Number 3 right there.
Defensively?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And he's going to maybe work into the midfield, but yeah, right now he's doing real well in the middle of the field for us. Yeah, on defense.
Okay.
Pete McNamara, he's been playing central back, but we moved him out to a wing tonight. We needed a little bit more speed out there. So, he's a senior, JD, and then BJ Parks.
Okay.
He was in the middle of the field, number 9. He's another senior.
Okay. And obviously with JD, got some speed out there.
Yeah.
What are some other key aspects of your guys' game?
We're trying to possess the ball a little bit more and use the wings a little bit more. So through, you know, just discovery through some of these games, we're starting to find some people that are maybe a little better on the outside than the inside. But, we're going to try to use the wing a little bit more. But we're really trying to focus on possessing the ball and have the other team chase a little bit. And I think against a team like DeWinger tonight, I think there was a little intimidation. But I think once we settled in, I think we were playing with a little confidence. We were moving the ball pretty good at times, I thought.
Okay.
As good as we have, anyways.
Thanks, Coach.
So what will that be
Once again, that was Bishop Lehrer's head coach, John Myers, talking about Bishop Lehrer's 2-1 overtime loss to DeWinger tonight here in Fort Wayne. Lehrer's was an overtime loss away from the state finals last year.